Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for Astropap Israel. Welcome to the evening edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Tuesday, the 26th of May, 2026, at 1924 Israel time, 1624 UTC. U.S. strikes Iran as Israel expands Lebanon ground offensive, May 26, 1624 UTC, 1924 Israel, evening edition. Here is the bottom line. The US conducted what it called self-defense strikes on Iranian mine-laying boats and missile sites near Bandar Abbas. While Israel expanded ground operations beyond the security zone in southern Lebanon and intensified airstrikes that killed at least 12 in Mashgada, Iran condemned the US strikes as a gross violation of the ceasefire, and Hezbollah launched multiple drone and rocket attacks on Israeli positions. US-Iran talks continue in Qatar, with Secretary Rubio stating a deal could come in days. On the home front, a school in the Maai Yosef Regional Council shifted to remote learning due to security assessments, though no nationwide changes were reported. Now, turning to the regional sections, in Iran, the internal picture is as fractured as the external one. The judiciary suspended a presidential body that had ordered the partial restoration of internet access after an 88-day blackout, citing complaints. First Vice President Mohammad Reza Aref had announced the move as a first step toward what he called free and regulated access. But the suspension reveals yet another power struggle grinding away beneath the surface. Separately, Iran executed Ghulam Reza Khani Shokarbat, whom the judiciary accused of spying for Mossad and recruiting operatives. On the diplomatic front, President Pezeshkian called for Islamic unity and stressed continued consultations with Iraq, while Deputy Supreme National Security Council Secretary Ali Bagheri traveled to Moscow for a security forum. China also expressed readiness to play a constructive role on the nuclear issue. In Lebanon, the ground expansion confirmed by the IDF is the story beneath the airstrikes. Forces are now operating north of the yellow line beyond the designated security zone, with the military sensor clearing the information for publication. Israeli warplanes carried out more than 25 airstrikes across the south, hitting towns including Somor Kafr Dajjal and the area around the Karau Dam. The strike on Mashgara in the Bekaa Valley killed at least 12. Additional strikes hit Rihan, the Beaufort Castle area in Arnaun, and Burj Al Shamali, where a child was pulled from the rubble. The IDF said it was striking Hezbollah infrastructure and issued evacuation warnings for Nabati. Hezbollah, for its part, claimed a series of attacks targeting the Iron Dome platform and power generator at Branit Barracks, with a Babi loitering gliders striking two Merkava tanks in Rashaf and vehicles in Zatar al-Sharqiya and Bint Jebel, firing rockets at Israeli vehicles in Shema and targeting communications equipment at the Al-Asi site. The group also claimed to have downed two Israeli drones over Srifa and Deir Kifa. An explosive drone launched by Hezbollah detonated inside Israeli territory near the border without causing injuries, and sirens sounded in Netua and El Kosh after another drone infiltration. Reports indicate Hezbollah is now using FPV drones with night vision or thermal technology in strikes on IDF soldiers. In Gaza, sirens sounded near Kfar Aza, with the IDF saying details were under review. A female Palestinian detainee, Amani Najjar, was released from Israeli prison after 18 months. In the West Bank, Ireland is set to bring legislation to cabinet to ban imports from Israeli settlements, with enactment expected before July. On the multilateral track, the Qatar talks grind on. Secretary Rubio emphasized that the Strait of Hormuz needs to be open one way or the other, while President Trump suggested Iran's enriched uranium could be destroyed under supervision. An informed source told Al Jazeera an agreement could be announced as early as Tuesday. Elsewhere, Turkish President Erdogan vowed continued support for peace talks in a call with Pezeshkin, and Saudi Arabia hosted the Hajj gathering at Mount Arafat under the shadow of war. The Shin Bet head reportedly met exiled Palestinian Authority Gaza Security Chief Mohammed Dahlan in the UAE. At the UN, Rebecca Grinspan, a Jewish Costa Rican, is running to head the organization, while a former ICC prosecutor said the Mossad chief pressured her to stop investigating Israeli war crimes. Across the world sections, European countries summoned Russian envoys over threats to Kyiv. Russia's FSB chief warned the West is seeking to use Syrian terrorists against Iran. Iranian hackers were behind the March breach of the LA transit system, according to Israeli researchers. China reiterated its readiness to help resolve the Iranian nuclear issue diplomatically in Syria. Israeli forces conducted bulldozing operations near Al-Rafid in southern Quneitra, while a scattered toll of violence continued. Two members of the 80th Division killed in an explosion in Afrin, a civilian shot dead in Deir Ezzor. Arrests in Hama, a killing in a Raqqa camp, and a kidnapping in Damascus demanding an $800,000 ransom. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of kinetic action has accelerated sharply. The US shift from diplomatic primacy to direct strikes on Iranian military assets breaks the pattern of proxy-only confrontation. Israel's ground expansion and heavy airstrikes represent a significant intensification over the previous week's tit-for-tat drone exchanges. The protagonist set has expanded. The US is now a direct combatant in the Iran theater. Hezbollah's operational tempo remains high, but its attacks are now met with a more aggressive Israeli ground posture, suggesting a shift from containment to offensive shaping. The diplomatic track persists, but the gap between talks and battlefield reality is widening. On the information environment, three competing framings are in play. The US cast the strikes as limited self-defense to preserve the Qatar talks. Iran frames them as a ceasefire violation demanding a decisive response. Israel portrays Hezbollah as the aggressor and the ground expansion as necessary for northern security, implicitly criticizing the US for negotiating while Iran arms proxies. The gap between reporting and evidence is widest round Mashgara. Israel claims Hezbollah infrastructure, but the civilian toll is being leveraged to paint Israel as reckless. The Iranian internet restoration narrative is being contested internally, revealing a power struggle external actors are not yet exploiting. And the synthesis? The US strikes near Bandar Abbas are less about mine-laying and more about signaling resolve to both Iran and Israel ahead of a potential deal. Washington aims to reassure Israel it can contain Iran militarily, reducing Jerusalem's incentive to sabotage the Qatar process. But this risks backfiring. Iran may calculate that a limited retaliation on a US base in Syria or Iraq would restore deterrence without derailing the deal, especially given the IRGC's public vow to respond. The counter reading is that the strikes will cow Iran into concessions, but the IRGC's institutional need to save face makes a calibrated response more likely. The real test is whether Israel reads the US action as a green light for deeper Lebanon operations, potentially triggering a Hezbollah barrage that scuttles the truce, and to wrap up the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Watch for Sentinel 1 imagery over Bandar Abbas for evidence of vessel damage or missile site craters from the US strikes. Monitor Flight Radar 24 for Iranian military aircraft movements out of Bandar Abbas International Airport to assess IRGC Air Force readiness. Track the post and cadence of the Siberian News Telegram channel for claims of IRGC retaliation or Hezbollah coordination in the next 48 hours. Through the status quo lens, within 48 hours, Iran will conduct a limited retaliatory strike on a US base in Syria or Iraq, causing no US casualties. Before the next Qatar session, Israel will announce the capture of a strategic hilltop or village north of the security zone. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 28 with no direct kinetic exchange, though confidence here is low. Now looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens. Within 24 hours, Hezbollah will launch a barrage of over 50 rockets at northern Israel in response to Mashgara, overwhelming Iron Dome and causing civilian casualties. By May 28, the IRGC will seize a US-flagged commercial vessel in the Strait of Hormuz, citing the strikes as justification. Within 72 hours, Israeli airstrikes will target a senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut, leading to the collapse of the ceasefire talks. That concludes this Sitrep. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_Sitreps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.